Part 4, What is in a Name? Hebrew names usually foretold character and at times even destiny. When the mothers of each of the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel were giving birth, they spoke an utterance that described her child's placement in the promised land. This was also each child's earthly name. The name also called out the character of that person. This is still relevant to this modern day in which we live. Many times we are given good, wholesome names at birth and then deceived into using a not-so-good nickname. It seems so innocent and cute, but can bring forth an entirely different character. For example, we will use the name Richard, my first name. This name has great character tied with it, as it means powerful ruler. At a very young age, before I could even remember, I was given the nickname Ricky. That nickname stuck with me through many years of my life in spite of the many times I attempted to be called Richard. Throughout many years of school and Bible classes, and even as an adult going to ministry school, I continually tried to change it back to Richard. Name tags and badges seemed to have no effect until I truly met my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in a living way, and He changed it. I did not have anything to do with it. It seemed to be supernatural, just like God changed the names of Abram to Abraham, Jacob to Israel, and Saul to Paul. Each one of these new names carry a different, more Christ-like character. Unfortunately, my nickname Rick or Ricky means rat, not very Christ-like. Interestingly, when I was in the high school band, we had our one big day to march down the main street of town. As expected, my father, mother, and most of my relatives came to watch. I heard the story from my relatives that my mother, when seeing me march by, became so excited she exclaimed, "Look, look, there's Ricky, and he is the only one in step." Little did she know that later I really would be in step with the Lord Jesus Christ and totally out of step with the entire world and the things of the world. It took well over 20 years for the name to catch up with what she spoke that day at the high school parade without any of us knowing the concern God would have for such a small, insignificant detail such as one's nickname. Ruth 1 verse 2 tells us, "And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. They left the town of Bethlehem, which means house of God's bread. Bethlehem was in the country of Judah, which means praise. They went on a sojourn or short stay that lasted 10 years to the country of Moab, which means from the Father. This tells us a great deal about our story. Anyone going out from the Father will not end well. The scripture tells us obedience is better than sacrifice. When we willfully and knowingly leave from our Father, it can only produce spiritual or natural death, as all life comes only from Him. Elimelech means worship. Mahlon means sickness, and Chilion means sadness or gloomy. This father and his two sons died in Moab." Ruth 1, verses 3 through 5 tells us, "And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband." Mixing God's pure word with any man-made religions, creeds, or dogmas will never lead to the revival of God's word, but rather a religious downfall. This verse introduces both daughter-in-laws, Orpah, which means stiff-necked, and Ruth, which means friendship. Both names put their characters vividly on display. God used the term stiff-necked 9 times throughout the Bible. The term originated from rebellious oxen that would not turn their heads in obedience to the farmer. The definition means rebellious or non-submissive. We will soon see these characteristics manifested in Orpah. We also will see great trustworthy friendship manifested in the character of Ruth. To know the name of a Hebrew was to know their character. Each daughter-in-law represented the character of the country they were allegiant to. Ruth was from Moab, but her allegiance would soon be to the Israeli people, their customs, and their God, demonstrating her character. It is the same for you and I as Christians. We represent Christianity. We as individuals represent everything Christianity is and offers. All eyes are on us and what we stand for. Therefore, we must hold fast to the Christ-like character God has given us to set an example. We love the Lord, and our lives should reflect this. We never know who is watching us, and their eternal destiny may depend on our behavior. Philippians 4, verse 5 tells us, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand."